From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Journalists killed in Ukraine. A prominent journalist was killed Wednesday in a car explosion in Ukraine's capital of Kiev. Ukrainian media reported that 44-year-old Pavel Sheremet, a reporter with the country's top online news website, Ukrainska Pravda, died when a blast tore through the car he was in as he prepared to go to work. Images from the scene showed a charred vehicle with all four doors open. The chief of Ukraine's national police said the blast was being investigated as a homicide and that an explosive device equivalent to 400 to 600 grams of TNT had been used. The killing of Sheremet, a pro-Western journalist born in Belarus but a Russian citizen, sent shockwaves through Ukraine and its journalistic community. Ukrainska Pravda's founder was murdered in the year 2000 after exposing the corruption scandals of Ukraine's then-president Leonid Kuchma. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has declared a three-month state of emergency following last week's thwarted coup in his country. Erdogan Wednesday said the emergency is needed to hunt down all of those believed to be responsible for the coup attempt. Speaking after a meeting with his cabinet ministers, the Turkish leader said the state of emergency is not meant to curb basic freedoms, but instead to counter threats to Turkish democracy. State media say authorities are acting to close down 626 private schools and other educational establishments in the latest step of a crackdown after the botched coup. The schools are linked to exiled cleric Fethullah Gulen, who set up a network of schools across Turkey to promote his teachings. In addition, Turkey has banned academics from leaving the country and urged those traveling abroad to return home. This is VOA News.